This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did 2014 become a kind of tipping point for computer hacking? With the spectacular theft of information and intellectual property from the computers of Sony Pictures on the heels of the data breaches at big U.S. retailers, what can the government do? Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
This year's big cyber attack targets read like a who's who of corporate America: Home Depot, Apple, JP Morgan Chase, and of course, Sony Pictures. There is one overarching problem behind all this.
The bad guys are already not just several steps ahead of us, they're almost half the race course ahead of us.
That's Mark Rogers, an online security expert with Cloudflare. He says hacking used to be harder, but today, all you need is the know-how to get into one of the shadier corners of the internet where you can just buy a piece of malware, ready-made to wreak havoc. Even so, many of those companies weren't following the best practices for cybersecurity. Brian Ford, a Yale computer science professor, says what the government can do to help is invest in developing more secure, open computer systems for all, not just secret systems for the military.
It's becoming more clear than ever that security is worth the cost of higher software development effort and higher system maintenance and management effort.
But at the same time, that will only help if the private sector takes the invisible threats of cyberspace much more seriously. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.